like to take a moment to go around the room and find out who's here. If you can state your name and the organization you're representing, and if you can just take a very brief moment and mention what you'd like to see out of the task force.
My name is John Henshaw. I'm executive director of the Maine Port Authority and also director of ports and marine transportation for the Maine Department of Transportation. And in that latter capacity, I'm sitting in for Rob Elder today, who is actually represented, supposed to be represented on this task force. And I guess my my main interest is understanding the process.
I'm Chris Rector. I'm the state senator from Knox County, just south of here, District 22. I serve on the Marine Resources Committee, among other committees in the legislature, so, and represent probably the largest population of fishermen, perhaps on the coast, certainly lobster fishermen in my district. So I'm interested in the process here, but also interested in being certain that, that the interests of our fishing population are represented here.
Hi, I'm Chris Bolte with NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service in Gloucester, Massachusetts, the Habitat Conservation Division. We deal primarily with, in our Habitat Conservation Division deals a lot with environmental impact review, and traditionally when we're dealing with projects, we have a lot of issues that we have to deal with in the permitting phase. So what I'd like to see out of this is a lot of those issues addressed ahead of time so that when we get to that actual implementation phase, a lot of those environmental issues are addressed.
Katie Tyree, archaeologist with Vaughan. Just to reiterate some of the things that Mo said, just a learning process for me in terms of trying to assess some of the environmental and tribal consultation information and ideas that we're going to come up with here today. Thank you.
I'm Cynthia Green with EPA in New England in Boston. I'm the manager of the Energy and Climate Unit in the Air Programs branch. And my interest here today is to meet all the people who are involved in this as well as learn how Maine can be approaching with the OEM alternative energy.
Hi, I'm Tim Timmerman with EPA, also in Boston, the Environmental Review Office, and I'm most interested in hearing what everybody else is bringing to the table and any questions and concerns people have. Our office is responsible when environmental impact statements like Cape Wind come in, we have a responsibility under law to review them. So at some point in the future, we may see a project offshore in Maine through the OEM that we would be reviewing.
Beth Nagusky with the Department of Environmental Protection and also was co-chair of the Governor's Ocean Energy Task Force. And the vision of the Ocean Energy Task Force was to tap into Maine's vast renewable ocean energy resources, particularly deep water wind, tidal power, and possibly wave power as a low carbon resource, and to move towards a future where we can achieve our very aggressive greenhouse gas reduction goals using these resources to not only power the electric grid, but also to heat our homes and for transportation of the future. So my interest is in trying to do what we did in Maine, which was to streamline and make more efficient the permitting process in state waters to do the same thing for projects in federal waters.
I'm Stuart Pfeffer. I'm with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Gulf of Maine Coastal Program in Falmouth, Maine. We're very interested in the process and also interested in how marine resource, coastal resource information can fit into that process.
I'm Keith Hasty, also with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm with the regional office, Northeast Regional Energy Coordinator. I'm here to learn exactly how Fish and Wildlife Service can fit into the process. Become involved early on, hopefully get some of the information needs we need to properly review projects answered early on in the process.
I'm Steve Merzikowski. I'm also with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm in the Ecological Services Office located in Orono, Maine, about 150 miles from there. Our office would be the one that you'd consult with for the opportunities of consultations. And that's what we're here to see how the process fits in.
I'm Sean Mahaney from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Maine Project Office. I'm here filming for Jay Clement, and I'm just here to learn and listen.
I'm Jeff Burke with NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Services, Protection Resources Division, and I'm Mike Conopaski, the Conservation Society of the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Jennifer Pooser. I'm with the Governor's Office of Energy Independence and Security, and our office is interested in greater agency coordination and streamlined permitting for ocean energy.
Hi, I'm Aditi Mirani, and I'm also from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management and Regulation, and I'm in the Office of Offshore Alternative Energy Programs. I am the main project coordinator, so I guess I will be speaking and dealing with all of you as we go down the recent process for me.
Jessica Bradley, also in the Office of Offshore Alternative Energy Programs at DOEMRE, and I'm a project coordinator for Massachusetts, but also a backup for Maine. So just like Aditi, I'm interested about learning about Maine and how it will fit in our new branches.
Morning, I'm Jack Sullivan from FEMA down in Region 1 in Boston, and I'm the Environment and Historic Preservation Officer responsible for compliance of our grants for environmental and historic laws. And a lot of the agencies that are here, we deal with in terms of compliance of our programs. I don't anticipate any direct involvement of our agency in this, but we were invited and certainly want to stay abreast of what's going on with this task force and see what kind of a role we may play in it.
I'm Ron Beck from First Coast Guard District in Boston. Work closely with Sector Northern New England and South of Portland and representing them today. I am responsible for the First Coast Guard District's energy project oversight, and we are a cooperating agency with the OEM as EPA, so we get involved in the NEPA process. And our traditional concerns are safety on the waterways and trying to deconflict shared use.
I'm Steve Timpano with Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, Environmental Coordinator. I'm here to learn the process and how we can participate in it with our federal counterparts, especially regarding offshore birds and their bats issues. Yes, I would be the point of contact for the nuts and bolts parts of it when we get into the NEPA process and so forth.
My name is Paul Jakes. I'm here from the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, and my role today is to sit in for Commissioner Dan Martin, who is a member of the task force.
I'm Matt Lewis. I'm a tribal member of the Passamaquoddy Tribe, as well as serve on the board for the tribe's energy company, and I'm here to understand the tribe's role in this process.
I'm Bruce McDonald. I'm state rep from District 61, which is four bridged islands and a peninsula just north of Casco Bay. I'm here to listen and learn what the process might be and to articulate the interests of the many fishermen and lobstermen who live in our area, and hope to see this whole process work to their benefit and all of ours as well. It was also on the governor's earlier wind power task force before the ocean energy task force, so I'm interested in renewable energy and in the fishing interests that affect the people in my district.
Again, my name is Karen Tilburg, senior policy advisor for the governor, and I think basic interest is for everyone here to start to learn and feel comfortable with the process, understand it, peel back any mystery around it, and know how to begin to know how to work together to make it an effective and successful coordinated process.
Good morning, my name is George LaPlaine. I'm Commissioner of Marine Resources in Maine. I'm interested in learning about the process before us from a number of aspects: impact on living marine resources, impact on fishermen and other marine users, shared use of the ocean, which is, I think, one of our big challenges, and the last is the timeliness of our process, because most of our processes take too dang long.
Good morning, I'm Allison Farm. I'm an environmental protection specialist for Portland, and today I will be covering the environmental review process, and I hope that this meeting we learn to coordinate better with one another, federal and state.
Morning, Bob Marvany. I'm a state geologist at the Maine Geological Survey. And among other things, I guess I would say my interest would be in the data needs that would support a process. So.
I'm Cynthia Green, I'm
Samantha Horn-Olson. I'm a planning division manager for the Land Use Regulation Commission, which is the planning, zoning, and permitting authority for about half the state, including a number of the coastal islands. And so I'm interested in learning more about the process and seeing if there's some portion of it in which LURC should be playing a role.
Good morning. I'm Mitch Tannenbaum with the Maine Public Utilities Commission. As Karen mentioned earlier, we've been charged with running the solicitation process for offshore wind and tidal projects. And my interest would be to get a better understanding of the permitting process and other information that would essentially help us in evaluating and considering the proposals that we will receive.
Good morning. I'm State Senator Dennis Damon. I represent Senate District 28, which is a little to the east of here. I, like Senator Rector and Representative McDonald, also serve on the Marine Resources Committee, but I also serve on the Transportation Committee. And I have long been an advocate of renewable power. I'm here primarily to see that those power interests for the state of Maine can coexist with the interests of our marine resources and also with the interests of our transportation and with our tourism. So I look forward to having those discussions as the day wears on.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Kathleen Layden. I direct the state's Coastal Zone Management Program, which is based in the Executive Department at the State Planning Office. The mission of Coastal Zone Management is to balance the conservation and development of Maine's coastal resources. We have a relationship through CZM with federal consistency in looking at projects in federal waters. Couple of interests here today. One is that you're going to see from my colleague Matt Nixon a preview of the types of data and information that we are putting together in our coastal atlas. So I think first we're interested in embellishing that coastal atlas with any information that we hear about that exists at the federal level. Also, we know that data and information is often an impediment to ocean energy siting. So as much as we can learn about the types of information that are going to be necessary for federal agencies to participate in the process. And I guess finally, we're really interested in understanding the process so that we can translate it through public education materials to a variety of stakeholders that are really interested in this process. Thanks.
David Saunders, Bureau of Indian Affairs, Eastern Region Archaeologist. And I'm here today to make sure tribal consultation is occurring as well as compliance with National Historic Preservation Act, cultural resource management issues. The tribe may have, the Bureau of Indian Affairs does provide assistance with its own projects or undertakings, as well as with other federal agency undertakings.
Hi, my name is Greg Adams. I'm with the BOEM, RE, and I am the Economics Division. And I'll be looking at issues associated with things like auction design down the road. Get to that point, and also setting financial terms and looking at benefits and costs of offshore wind in Maine.
Hi, I'm Tim Redding with BOEM, and I'll be talking about the BOEM leasing process, and I hope to learn about everyone's interests and expectations here in Maine.
Again, I'm Will Bornholz, and I'm the program manager for the renewable energy program at BOEM, and I look forward to, as everyone else, to hearing and understanding what concerns and processes that we need to interlink with, and the goal again is to have a good solid working relationship as we move forward.
I think we have some folks in the back here too.
Good morning, my name is Dan Pritchard. I'm with the State Department of Conservation. I manage the submerged lands leasing program in state waters, and my primary interest here today is to learn how the federal process works and hopefully find ways that we can coordinate our efforts so that permitting and licensing can go forward fairly smoothly and seamlessly.
Good morning, Arthur Spies, archaeologist with the State Historic Preservation Office. Long experience working with federal agencies, and will be part of the NEPA process.
I guess we're done with
He doesn't want you to know who he is. Okay, and now we're going to get into the meat of the task force meeting, beginning with a presentation by Susan Marani. This is about the task force's purpose. She's going to talk about the background, the roles.